Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you make your kid go to school the last day of school? Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school?
A mom in Florida went viral for admitting that, yeah, she lets her kids skip the entire last week of school. In her opinion, it's pointless. They're not doing anything. 833-287-1037.
So my take on this is, if all the testing's done, there isn't any more homework, you're just going to school to go to school. If I want my kids to do something with me, I would let them skip. If I want them to stay in school because, good Lord, can't school be 365, then I don't.
You and I have similar thoughts. Let's listen to what mom has to say here.
I don't make my kids go to school the last couple of days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway.
Teachers? Is that true? Do you think that's true?
I don't know. I think it depends on the teacher in the classroom. In kindergarten, you love it. Maybe seventh grade, not so much.
At least around here. My parents, they made us go to school every single day. Every single day. All the way to the very last day of school every year.
Oh my goodness. How did she survive those monstrous parents? Making her go to school every day. There was school. How dare they?
I have cleaned a lot of desks. That is what we did the last week of school when I was a kid. We cleaned desks and we cleaned classrooms, and I was a professional at cleaning desks. So why? What was the point of sending me to school on the last few days of school? I'm not doing that with my kids. Stay home, baby. It's summertime.
Well, her kids clearly must still be in their cute stage.
Listen, I want to go back to what she said. She spent her last days of school cleaning. So when she went to school, they got free labor out of those kids if they're cleaning desks and cleaning bathrooms.
You didn't? Oh, she didn't even clean bathrooms.
Well, I'm just saying. She said they cleaned. I don't know.
We had to clean our desks when we were in elementary school. But we also had like a big end of the school year party on the last day. You got to say goodbye to all your friends. You had everybody sign your yearbook. There are rituals to the last week of school. Plus, it's the last week of school. I agree with it if you, like, let's say you're planning a family trip.
Sure.
And you have to get out of town because of work these specific days, and you pull your kid out the last few days of school. I'm totally down with that. But here's a little clue. Sorry, kids. A lot of times, your parents don't want you around.
Yes, that's true.
That's all there is to it. They need a break. They love you, but they need a break. That's what school is for. Get out of my house. Uh-huh. I love you when you come home. Yes, I'll make you a snack, but don't think I don't go, oh, when you leave for the day.
That's
because we do.
833-287-1037. Would you let your kids skip the last few days of school if everything else was done? What's your take?
Or do you want them in school as much as they possibly can be?
Summer school, yes!
My dad begged the teachers to keep me there. It's June already? Yeah. How did that happen?
And honestly, John, you probably would have rather been in school than home because you knew what faced you at 6 a.m. the next morning with your dad.
Get a job.
It was a chore list.
Get a job. Yeah. 833-287-1037. Are you done with this, Mom? Yeah, whatever. Let them skip. Or no, there's school for a reason. You stay there till it's the end of the year. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Kelly's in San Marcos. She's a teacher. Kelly, this mom in Florida is indicating that the last week of school is not important. And she also said something interesting. I want your take as a teacher that you guys don't want kids there the last week of school. Confirm or deny?
So I definitely want my students there because I plan so much fun things. I put in so much effort on the last week of school. You know, we're planning all these fun activities that they get to do together as a class and form those last memories as a class. So if someone does miss, which they usually don't, but I'm so sad if one of my students misses all the stuff and effort that I put in for the last week of school to make it such a memorable time for them.
I wish you were my teacher.
Right? And congratulations for doing that, too. Thank you, Kelly. Robin in Chula Vista, what's your take on this mom who says she's not going to make her kids go to the last couple of days of school?
She had a whole week.
So I'm an elementary school teacher, and I think you should send your kids to school the last week unless there's a super pressing matter, like you said, a vacation, because it's a bonding time and closure and fun time, and otherwise the kids are missing out on the parties and the field trips, and we are not using the kids for free labor. We're just having them clean out their desks.
You know, I was thinking about what she said during that video, and I remember we were going to leave to move here, and I was thinking about taking them out a bit early just so we can enjoy the road trip together. And I talked to my mom, who was a former teacher, and I'm glad I did. She says, don't you dare do that. These kids, they're going to say goodbye to their friends maybe forever. Let them have that last week and let them have that closure, have that finality, and have the chance to say goodbye to all their friends. So I'm right on board with you.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Chris in Chula Vista, what's your take?
Well, honestly, I think that the last week of school is like a rite of passage. The funny thing that happened the other day was my son came home and told me that the teacher told them, if y'all don't want to come to school on the last week, you can stay home.
Really?
Interesting.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe Florida mom's got a point. Maybe some teachers, we've heard two other teachers say, no, I want them all there. But Chris's kid's teacher says, you know what? Just stay home. I need a drink. All right. Thanks for the... Thanks for the call, pal.
Thanks, Chris.
we used to have jokes about having like a last day of school party for the teachers.
Yes. I had a teacher who had a party every day because he had a special bottle hidden in his desk drawer. It was one of our math teachers,
Teacher drank during school.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
Why are we laughing at that? That's horrible.
I know. Well,
didn't you go to like a one room schoolhouse in the middle of the country? Dirt roads.
Oh my God, stop. No. My God.
Mr. Like Crabapple nipping out of the bottle.
Jeez, no, John. Teaching, I didn't live in a little house on the prairie.
Teaching like 1 through 8th grade?
No. My first, that you're talking about the school that I went to that was a religious school and it was a small community. So it was a church school. So everyone was together.
Sure,
but not Loringle's Wilder.
Was the churchy school where you had the drunkie?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was public school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nice. I hope he's not teaching still.
Oh, I'm sure he's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. He was old then.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe that's why he was able to stay alive.
Maybe.
Pickled
kept
himself.
Him going.
Why are we laughing at this? It's a horrible thing to be laughing at.
I'm sorry.
You're in detention. Okay. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.